You are listening to a podcast from becomingjewish.org. Please visit us at www.becomingjewish.org. The title of this podcast is Torah. The Torah, also known as the Five Books of Moses, contains five books that were given to Moses directly from God shortly after the Exodus from Egypt, around 1230 BCE. The written and oral Torahs were handed down unchanged through the successive generations from the time of Moses. The Torah is the Jews' life manual. Moses received the Torah at Sinai from God and conveyed it to Joshua. Joshua to the elders to the prophets, and the prophets to the men of the great assembly. Shimon HaZadik was one of the remnants of the great assembly. He used to say, "The world stands on three things: on the Torah, on the service of God, and upon acts of loving kindness." The men of the great assembly conveyed the Torah to the Pharisees, who conveyed the Torah to the rabbis. The Torah includes the time from the creation of the earth and the first humans, the great flood and the covenant with the Gentiles, the enslavement and exodus of the Hebrews from Egypt, the giving of the Torah, renewal of the covenant given to Abraham, the establishment of the festivals, wandering through the desert, the tabernacle ark and priestly duties, and the death of Moses. The Torah is broken down into parts, each one called a parsha. Each parsha is usually named after one of the first words of that section of the Torah. The parsha is divided into seven sections. Each section is called an aliyah, since one person goes up to make a bracha, which is a blessing, on the Torah reading. There is also an additional eighth section called the maftir. The maftir is either a repetition of the last few verses from the seventh aliyah or a special reading on special Shabbats. The Torah is read every year according to a Torah reading schedule. The Babylonian Jewish community divided the Torah into 54 portions, which allowed for the complete reading of the Torah in 1 year. The Egyptian and Palestinian Jewish communities divided the Torah into 154 divisions, allowing for the complete reading of the Torah in 3 year cycles. This is generally referred to as a triennial cycle. Bereishit, which is the book of Genesis, means in the beginning, and is the first book of the Torah. Bereishit includes the creation, Garden of Eden, Cain and Abel, genealogy of mankind, Noah and the flood, the covenant with the Gentiles, the Tower of Babel, the patriarchs and matriarchs, covenant with Abraham and his descendants, and Joseph and the migration to Egypt. Shemot, which is Exodus, means names, and is the second book of the Torah. Shemot includes the birth of Moses, the calling of Moses, plagues in the Exodus, Amalek's attack and the eternal decree, Jethro's story, civil laws, the judicial system, Sabbaths of the land, the three pilgrimage festivals, the giving of the law, the census, the golden calf, the giving of the second tablets, and the tabernacle and priestly duties and laws. Vayikra, which is Leviticus, means "ante called," and is the third book of the Torah. Vayikra includes the tabernacle and priestly duties and laws, general rules and offerings, the initiation of the priestly services, the deaths of Nadab and Abihu, the laws of Kashrut, the laws of human contamination, forbidden relationships, Tzedakah and other civil laws, the laws of the Kohanim, Shemitah and Yovel, blessings and curses. Bamidbar, which is Numbers, means in the wilderness, and is the fourth book of the Torah. Bamidbar includes the census in the wilderness and the formation of the camp according to tribes, purification of the camp, legal pronouncements, the menorah and consecration of the Levites, Pesach offering, order to break camp, dissatisfaction with manna and the giving of the quail, the Sanhedrin, Miriam's quarantine, incident of the spies, the commandment of Tzitzit, the rebellion of Dathan and Abiram, the red cow, Miriam's death, lack of water, Moses' reaction, Amalek's attacks, the story of Balaam, a new census, the incident with Zelophehad's daughters and the laws of inheritance, God shows Moses the land, Moses asks for a successor, the daily offerings, the Musaf offerings, the battle against Midian and the division of the spoils, the summary of the journey, occupying the land and the boundaries of the land of Israel, the leadership and the cities for the Levites, cities of refuge for unintentional murder, and laws regarding intentional murder, unintentional murder, and tribal intermarriage. Devarim, which is Deuteronomy, means words, and is the fifth book of the Torah. Devarim includes the appointment of judges, mission of the spies, the command to march toward the land and the conquest of Sihon and Og, inheritance of Reuben, Gad, and half of Manasseh, the decree that Moses will not enter the land, decrees and ordinances, command to teach the tradition to the children, Shema, remembering the Exodus and the journey, Aaron's death, blessings and curses, principle of observance, prohibition of copying the Canaanites, determining a false prophet, reiteration of laws, Moses' final charge to the people, renewal of the covenant, Moses leaves the people, ascending Mount Nebo to be shown the promised land, Joshua is the successor and leader, and ending with the death of Moses. There are two physical forms that the Torah takes in our lives. The one form is the Chumash, which is the five books of Moses in a book form. A Chumash generally is the five books of Moses broken into the weekly readings with the Haftarah, which are weekly readings from the prophets, inserted after each parsha. Sometimes the Chumash is simply the five books of Moses without the Haftarah, and sometimes the whole Tanakh itself is called a Chumash. The other form is the Sefer Torah, which is a Torah scroll. It is read each Shabbat as well as on various holidays. The scroll is generally written in columns of 42 lines with 245 columns. The writing is done with a quill, which the scribe cuts from a feather of a kosher bird. The whole Torah usually covers about 60 sheets of parchment, and each sheet is sewn to the next with special thread made from tendons. There are 304,805 letters, and since each letter has to be carefully formed, writing a complete Sefer Torah takes, on average, about a year. Thank you for listening to Podcast Torah. Shalom.